trips that we made, remember, 6 hour plus flights, you know, obviously it's a little bit tough adapting to, but you know, we're excited, you know, to start the second half of the season.
I have to ask you, the flight back from London, there's nerve wracking as some of the tweets would say.
You know, I was just happy to be back. You know, that travel day was pretty long, you know, trying to get up early, 4 o'clock in the morning, and try and get back here before that storm came. And so when we landed, I was just, you know, happy to be home safe. I think everybody started clapping. Everybody was pretty ecstatic to land safely, not be pushed all around the runway.
Rob, how much of this week is just going to be spent healing, resting?
A lot.
Rejuvenating.
I'm going to relax, you know, get my body back, staying here, not flying anywhere, you know, just stay here, chill, and get back to feeling normal. Not so beat up.
Does the fact that you guys are in a similar position as last year give you some sense of comfort that, you know, we were here last year and then we, you know, turned it on, we got better in the second half? Does that give you comfort?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking that this whole year. You know, obviously it's a long season. You can't get wrapped up in a couple games here or there. You just got to focus on what you can do each week and improve and get better at. So you don't have to, you know, you can't really think about that stuff. You just got to move on from the loss or the win and just, you know, get ready for the next team you're about to play.
Have you started thinking about Buffalo yet, or you just totally divorce yourself?
I'm thinking about them right now. I got Pierce to go against, and you know, that's my guy.